Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya T and it's a pleasure to have you here today. Today is an Ask Me Anything session and there's this particular question that kept coming a lot. I did an episode on it as well, but I think there are certain other things that are very personal to me that I have left out during that episode. The question is, how do I get ideas? So without any further ado, let's get started. A long time ago when I started writing, I had no idea how to generate ideas. I didn't have experience in writing. I didn't have experience in being creative. I didn't know what creativity was in the first place. And I certainly did not have any experience in generating ideas for a story. But 6 years later, I picked up a few things along the way. And I sort of maybe have figured out how I get ideas. It's not at a state where I can say I have a process for it that anyone can use, but I can say this is something that works for me. See, creativity, I believe, requires you to have some sort of knowledge. I mean, someone who doesn't know anything cannot really be very creative. It sounds like a paradox. I mean, creativity is usually creating something new, right? So why would someone who knows nothing have that? The reason I think is very simple. Creativity requires a certain amount of knowledge and a large amount of flexibility. I think it's a minimum requirement, at least that's what I've seen. And until you have that minimum amount of knowledge, it is not possible to generate creative ideas because there are pieces missing and you quite really don't know what pieces may have come there. I mean, you can figure out, maybe you can try, but it takes a little time. So what I suggest is, this is what I told myself, Surya, you have to read, you have to figure out a lot more things in life before you can go and start being creative. And a lot of creative people also say this, that, you know, art doesn't come out of thin air. It comes out of something that's burning inside the artist. The masterpiece of the artist, whatever you look at it, comes out of a curiosity, a burning passion. And I think to a certain extent, that is also a prerequisite. And that was something I lacked at a point in time. I took life as it came. I didn't really focus on what is important. And more than that, I just had no real passion. I was studying, I was doing not much, to be honest. I was exploring things, I was reading. But when I started writing, I tried a lot. I genuinely dedicated myself to generating ideas, trying to figure out how things move so that I can write a good story. I read a lot of books, I watched a lot of TV series, and it's only then that I was able to figure out that, you know, certain things I can do. And that's what started that spark in me. See, as an amateur writer back in 2015-2016, I was basically figuring out to write when the idea struck me, but unfortunately that is not a good way, that's not effective. It's basically waiting to go work out when you get that mood to work out. I mean, you can artificially synthesize it, but you can't always rely on it. And to a certain extent, the idea sparks once, but the process is longer. So what will you do then? You'll wait for the idea to keep striking you forever. What I figured out was, if I have a schedule, I need to force myself to write, be there inspiration or not. Because in the end, a writer's job is to write. Someone will say, I need an article on ABC topic. Or someone will say, can you just tell me a story about a unicorn? I mean, you would not wait to find out for a long time and then say, okay, you know what, now the idea struck me after 20 years, I'll now write. And when I gave this example to myself, I realized that I was trying to let things move in a direction and not put any effort for it. See, like I talk about the law of attraction. I mean, you can keep attracting things by thinking about them, but in the end, you have to put efforts for it. So, this was how I generated ideas. I have a schedule where I write. I have various ways to ensure that the schedule is being followed, or that I regularly focus on writing. I do take notes whenever an idea strikes, but I ensure that despite an idea having shown up to me randomly, I still sit down to write. Be it at a constant time every day or be it at a constant time regularly. The gap between two sessions shouldn't be too large that you may forget an idea. Shouldn't be too small that all the time you're just writing. So I used to do daily in the morning before going to office. And sometimes on the bus, because I have about 30 minutes and I need to keep my phone in my hands anyway. So here's what came out. On the days I had no ideas, I used to use an artificial idea generator to write something. Because I need a starting point and something will spark from there. After that, slowly various things started sparking. I did note them down in a journal. I did note them down on my notes app so that later when I look back, I know what I was trying to think of. I don't just write the topic saying time. I write a few words saying this is what the thought is so that tomorrow when I look back and I don't have that same process that led me to the idea, I can still remember what the idea was. And this was the point. And this is my major way of generating ideas. After years of practice, ideas now come to me. So I am at a position where I can generate ideas when asked. On the other side, I also have a schedule so that as I keep writing, when something strikes, I have a note. A schedule also helps a lot in generating ideas. The third thing is, when I keep watching content, obviously you'll be inspired from that, and that is also a way to generate ideas. So these are the three ways I generate ideas myself. If there are any other ways that you have, or any other thing that you want to ask, do drop a mail to themorningreads@gmail.com and I will get back answering that question in a future episode. Thank you, Suri Reddy signing off. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips.
If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to this episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than a dollar per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.